What do Pope Benedict XVI, Gordon Brown and Bob Geldof have in common? Well, they're all proud holders of the first bonds to be issued by the International Finance Facility for Immunisation in London this week. Emma McCarthy finds out more about fighting disease through the stock market.
$4 billion.
Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, Archbishop of Westminster, England, is a very happy man. He was among the unlikely group of bankers, politicians, pop stars and religious leaders at the launch of the IFF, or International Finance Facility for Immunisation, in London this week.
$4 billion will be spent on immunisation against preventable diseases like polio, measles, diphtheria, and will save 5 million lives in the years up to 2015.
Chris Bain, director of Cathod Charity, was there too.
It was right in the middle of the city of London, you know, the centre of in many ways, European finance. So it was incredibly symbolic, bringing together Cardinal Martino representing Pope Benedict, Archbishop of Canterbury, the chief rabbi, Jonathan Sacks, the leaders of the Muslim, Hindu and Sikh communities of Britain, all together buying the first set of bonds.
Bain says the bonds are the brainchild of Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown, in close collaboration with the Vatican.
It was a sort of personal initiative of the Chancellor, Gordon Brown. I think he, like many of us, were frustrated that we weren't going to get the aid quick enough to make a real difference. And so he said, with his contacts in the city, can we find a way of front-loading some of this money that's needed now through a bond system, by using the money markets in a sort of an ethical bond way. The Vatican's involvement was there right from the beginning, really. So in some ways, we're seeing the fruits of that sort of work of the British Treasury, Cardinal Cormac, and the Justice and Peace Commission.
But lest we get carried away, Cardinal Murphy O'Connor maintains that these bonds are only a drop in the ocean compared to the promises of debt relief that many governments have yet to fulfil, according to the Millennium Development Goals.
The fact of the matter is that the countries of the G8, the very rich countries, can do much more.
I'm Emma McCarthy.